And you're listening to Radio Regent. This is Saturday Morning Live. This is Mally, a.k.a. Docu Vixen. And in studio with me is...
Adrian Worrell.
And on the phone we have spoken word artist, playwright, Motion, speaking about her upcoming play.
MC, singer.
Exactly.
Educator.
A lot of things. A mother. Yes. Mother. Can you hear us, Wendy?
Hello.
Hey, Motion, can you hear us?
Wow. You're really, really muffled, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to hear your questions clearly, but maybe we could try.
Okay, we're going to try to work that out.
Okay.
Okay. Is that better now?
No.
No. You're like...
I just guessed.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, just talk about your upcoming play.
Well, I think you should talk about the upcoming play. So, thank you very much for having a Nameless Spot on Radio Regent today. My name is Motion, and I just wanted to definitely encourage everyone to come out, to check out, to support a Nameless Spot. It's a play that I wrote. I started it in the Obsidian Theater's Playwrights Unit about almost over 2 years ago, and it's been in development since. So right now, people who will be coming out to the Summer Works Festival to check out Anima Spot will be seeing its official world premiere, full production on stage at the Lower Ossington Theater from August 9th through August 18th. Really excited about it.
Awesome. So you want to talk about a little bit who is the performers and who is all a part of the production?
Sure. Well, Anima Spot is directed by Diane Marie Bridge, and it's been great having a chance to work with Diane over this past while. She actually was the first, was the director of the very first reading of Anima Spot, which happened in the Obsidian Theater's Mazursky Project. Afterward, Anima Spot went on to be read at V Current, the Rock Paper Sisters Festival, as well as last year we had our debut workshop production, which was really, really well received and featured Araya Mangesha and the MC and poet Lola Buns. For the Summer Works Festival this year, we have Araya Mangesha coming back, an amazing actor, amazing talent. Right now you can see him in Warhorse, and even more so you can see him in Anima Spot. And we also have joining him as the title character Anima, Amanda Paris, and another great talent, poet, writer, community artivist, I would say, and who's also bringing a lot to the production. So it's really great to have both of them pairing up to help take Anima Spot and its development to the next level. Really, really excited also about having one of my favorite DJs, also a great friend and an amazing musical ear, DJ Eloquence. So she has designed the sound design and is directing the music in the play, which is a really, really important part of the play. As those who will come out to see the music is also a character. So it was really great to have her on to help us design that soundtrack. I would also say that our team also includes Jade Lee Hoy as the set designer, Nan Shepherd as the stage manager, Amanda NK as our production manager, and then having two great emerging talents as assistant director and associate producer, Jasmine Chen and Cassie Walker. So it's been really a hardworking process over this past few months, and also an exciting one as we get closer to actually getting it live on stage on Thursday.
Cool. So how long is the run? You want to go to our listeners and tell them what days you're playing and where it's going to be and where they could get tickets?
Okay, well, the run is, the whole Summer Festival takes place over 10 days from August 9th through August 19th. And we will be starting on August 9th, so we're there for the very first day. Our first opening show is at 5 p.m. at the Lower Ossington Theater, and that's at 108 Ossington Avenue, just a little bit north of Queen. We move on to the next dates. I'll give those real quick. August 11th, August 12th, August 14th, August 16th, and then our grand finale on August 18th. And so you can find out more information about the dates, times, and places on AnemaSpot.com, and that's A-N-E-E-M-A-H-S. S-P-O-T, AnemaSpot.com, if you need to get any more information about where we're at, what time we're at, and more information on each one of the artists that we're collaborating to bring this to fruition. Now, for tickets, you can go on the link on the AnemaSpot site, or you can also go directly to the summerworks.ca, that's summerworks.ca, and there's a box on your right-hand side that says buy tickets. Click on that and you can get tickets, and I would encourage everybody to get them as early as possible, because a lot of times Summer Works can get very sold out very quickly, but you can also buy tickets at times at the door if they haven't been all sold online. So I want everybody to really make an effort to come on out and give us their feedback. It's definitely an interactive experience, because the audience, the crowd, those who are watching are such a big part of theater, and we want to really reach out to a wide audience. We want people who haven't come who don't really go to theater, you know what I mean? But we want you to know, just come in and you saw, it's like watching a movie live on stage. Those who are real theater heads but might not have seen a production such as this, which is combining rhyme and hip hop and spoken word and dialogue and movement on the stage. So, you know, take a chance and see what we're talking about. But I think one of the biggest things is also that the story, I feel the story in many ways can touch a lot of people. It's a universal story, a story of friendship, a story of challenge, a story of memory, and a story of looking toward the future. In many ways, it's sort of a coming of age story, but taking place within a very short amount of time. So, yeah, I would love to see you there. I'd love to see Radio Regent out, and I really thank everyone who has been supporting us so far. One of our biggest supporters for this run is Obsidian Theater, and so we definitely have to thank them, as well as the Toronto Arts Council and a whole lot of others.
Well, thank you for coming and talking. I know you're quite busy this morning, so I'm going to let you go.
Well, I definitely said this is so important. I was really happy to come on and I thank you for the support from your show. And, you know, just getting the word out is so important, and making sure that, you know that you can hit us up anywhere. You can hit us up on Facebook, you can hit us up on Tumblr, you can hit us up on Twitter. And all you have to do is just look for Anima Spot as one word, AneemahSpot, anywhere. And then you'll be able to link with us no matter what your social media fix is.
Amazing, amazing. So hopefully we could actually, after your production, have a follow-up and basically have you in the studio.
Oh, I would love that. And what I really love is to really have even Araya Mangesha, and who is playing the character of Juan, and Amanda Paris, who's playing Anima, so you could have a chance to speak with you as well, because I think the process that they're going through creatively as actors, as really emerging themselves in their roles and in these times in our city, you know, it's always a cycle, but the fire, the crucialness of what's affecting our neighborhoods, what's affecting our young people, what's affecting our community, as our communities as a whole, is we're in necessary times. And so I think that anything that sort of tells those stories, that tells our stories, it's really important, you know, whether it's through music, theater, dance, writing, creative writing, poetry, journalists, you know, science, math, whatever. But it's with us having that dedication, that dedication and commitment to open up spaces for our voices, I think is really important. So that's where we want to go. We want to show our showing. We want to make sure that we make a mark at SummerWorks so that we can hit all festivals across the country. We can hit festivals outside of the country. We can get to the States, go to Europe, go to Africa. You know, so let's start off with some work and really show that, yeah, our stories are important, they're valid, they're universal, they're crucial, they're lovely, you know, and they're emotional touchstones that we must speak and that we must express and share with each other.
I agree. And I'll definitely drop in, and I think Adrian's going to come too.
Oh, yeah, okay, for good. Sure.
Yes, we're all going to go. We'll bring all our peoples. We'll spread the word. So, great supporter. So, thank you for coming on again.
And thank you. Thanks, Radio Regent. Everybody have a great weekend, a safe one. Walk good, enjoy, and see you next week.
Okay.
Peace.
So for those of you just joining in, that was Motion talking about her upcoming play at SummerWorks. It's called Anima Spot, and it hits SummerWorks stage August. I keep getting
August
April.
9th. Yeah, he wants to say April.
I want to say April for some reason.
You want to rewind the summer, you know, slipping by so fast. Let's bring it back to April.
So, maybe you can give us a suggestion of a track that we should go to. I'm trying to look. But anyway, yeah, I'm excited to see the play. I'm a big fan of Amanda Paris as well. I've seen her perform. She's pretty stellar. So, I'm just kind of checking out, trying to get a track.
I'm watching a track with, it was her and Apani from New York. That was pretty cool. She had a track with Manchild from Butter Babies out of Montreal. That was really cool. This is a lot of stuff.
I know. I'm just like trying to think. But anyway.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of seeing the play last year as it was in development. And it was really something that struck with me because like the first reaction I had was like, yo, these are people you know on stage. You know, like if you anywhere you grow up, I think you're going to know like a lot of like real life characters. And like seeing that kind of seeing your own story, people who you could really relate to, distilled and put in the situations that are familiar and, you know, presented and everybody's watching. It was great. And like, you know, I'm not a big theater buff. Like I never went to see Lion King or War Horse or any of that stuff. But I was in the crowd and I saw people who you typically don't see going to a theater, you know, like you don't, it's not necessarily the wine and cheese crowd, you know, it's like regular folk you see on the bus, regular folk you see in the mall, you know what I mean? Just people taking in these stories, which in some ways are reflections of them or people they know. And I think that was really cool. Something really special, you know, and, the storyline, I don't want to give it away, but it's something again, that's really, really relevant to some of the things that are happening in the city right now. And continually seem to happen in this city, and just giving you some kind of like insight beyond the mainstream media accounts, beyond the sometimes even like the Twitter blogosphere, that's a new kind of thing, the phenomenon that's happening now, beyond that and into these people's lives, like, and you know, how are people responding, how are people affected by incidents that we're all too familiar with. And so to see that kind of work done was really refreshing, and glad she put that work in.
Yeah. So we're gonna just go to a track. This is gonna be kind of a surprise. 'Cause for some reason I can't. Anyway, we'll see what happens. So
always an adventure.
Yes, exactly. At Radio Regent, this is Guerrilla Radio. So we're just going to go to a track and we'll be back on the top of the hour, well, probably a little after top of the hour with Amanda, but we're just going to go to a track and we'll be back.
steady love when I got my heart back. Who'd have thought that we ever would have lost that? Don't know who we are trying to claim, honey, I'm off that. Intertwined, lost my mind, dealing with the crime, living nothing but a lie. We rewind, thinking we should take another try. Said we in this shit for life and we done did the time. Am I in love with the real or an idea? Make me question my intention running from the